This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
All right, number one question here for 5 on it. What is your one piece of evidence that the Bears will beat the Lions? And our remaining question is the why.
It's Kate Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheem Harris Grody. Still doing 5 on it. The biggest piece of evidence that the Bears will win this game is simple. This Bears team is nothing like the Bears team that got blown out in week 2. Right, early in the season, we know the score. I don't want to repeat it. I hate the number. Jared Goff throwing 5 touchdowns. Lions, 500 total yards of offense. But you fast forward and things have changed, right? This isn't the Bears team that lost 10 straight last year. They've clinched the NFC North for the first time since 2018. They have Ben Johnson. The offense has climbed to the top. And so many statistical categories, they're near the top, if not at the top. Points per game, rushing, total yards. And they've cut down the negative plays, right? All the pre-snap penalties were hurting them at the beginning of the season. So what makes this especially significant is that Detroit isn't the same team they were in week 2 either, right? The Lions started strong, but they've been inconsistent. So this Bears team that leads the league in takeaways, or at the top of the league in takeaways, they have the evidence that it just isn't hope, right? It's that the Bears have fundamentally improved and they're playing meaningful football right now. And so when you aggregate all that, it equals the why that they should be winning. And this one. And I have my prediction is 31-27, by the way. Just in case.
31-27. Okay.
31-27.
Obviously, Bears winning. Bears. One of our callers said this earlier today, but like, my number one piece of evidence is not exactly something you can, like, not a tangible thing, but it's the culture shift.
Preach.
It's that this is an entirely different organization than what we've seen under different regimes over the last 10 years. Like, even in the 2018 Nagy season, like, this still just feels totally different. And 2 losses coming into this one, or I'm sorry, if 1 loss coming into this one, coming up that 49ers one, that doesn't scare me. That does nothing. There's no reason to think anything is going to snowball, that this team isn't going to come out prepared, ready to go, or that they're not going to take this serious despite it being a Week 18 game and essentially being a non-factor in terms of, obviously, what the Bears have already accomplished this season.
Yeah, and if the Bears really want to take themselves seriously, they understand that, you know, you won the North, but if you lose to the Lions, that shiny trophy is just a little bronzed.
Exactly.
It's not as shiny as it could be if you beat the Lions on Sunday. And so there is more to play for. And I do think we're both in agreement that the Bears will take down the Lions on Sunday. 5
on it. Number 2.
Who is the best Bears rookie from the 2025 class?
I have to go, Gabe. I have to go Colston Loveland.
Really?
I think he's going to end up. Is this question, who is it this year or long term?
Let's go long term.
Yeah, I like long term.
Because long term, that's my answer. I think there's still a lot of development for Loveland and what he's able to do as a tight end with his blocking, right? With his ability to be a downfield threat. Like, it still needs to work a little bit on some of those yards after catch type plays that Tyler Ward, I think, has the upper hand on. And I know we're talking just Bears rookies, but I think Colston Loveland still has a ton of growth in him. And with what Ben Johnson has done with tight ends over in Detroit, like, there's a lot that he can still get out of Loveland. So I think, you know, 5 years from now, we're looking at Colston Loveland as maybe one of the best pieces out of that draft class. And there's been some really good ones for Chicago.
Yeah, for sure. I remember the day of the draft. It was me, my dad, and my cousin Ben, who's a huge score hit. And we're sitting in my dad's house, and we're talking about, you know, who the Bears want, you know, at number 10. Who are they going to get? And we're throwing out these names. And I said, you know, I like a lot of names. It'd be easier for me to tell you, and I'm talking to my dad and my cousin, it'll be easier for me to tell you who I don't want. And I said, I don't want Colston Loveland. And then sure enough, the Bears draft him. It's because I was such a big Tyler Warren fan. Well, you know, you and I, Kate,
yeah,
we've done shows with David Dykstra, who works over at BetMGM, but he's a huge Penn State fan. And so we've been watching Penn State games for 3 years
yep.
now, you and I, 4 years now, closely. So when I saw Tyler Warren dominate despite being the number one threat on Penn State's squad, I thought it was foolish for the Bears to pass up on Tyler Warren. Do you see the explosiveness of Colston Loveland? Sure. We all see it. His shiftiness. My brother, who I watched the game with, or we went to San Francisco with, was talking about how Colston Loveland hadn't dropped a pass and then did in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Right? It's like he jinxed them. It was my brother's fault, by the way. But to me, it can't be Colston Loveland because he didn't put together a whole season. I need more from you to see it. Can't be Luther Burden for me. Has to be the number 56 overall pick in the draft, and that is Ozzie Tripillo from Boston College. In the next 5 years, imagine this. You start the season, you're a healthy scratch. Then they say, you know what? We know we drafted you, but we're going to put you on the right side. Maybe to supplant Darnell Wright. Possibly. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, you're the healthy scratch. Then all of a sudden, Theo Benedict becomes the left tackle in place of Braxton Jones. And then Theo gets hurt, and they say, hey, you know what? Let's throw this guy over there. And then now, he's getting pats on the back from Myles Garrett at the end of the game. Hey, Rook, great job. You haven't heard his name in games over the last several ones. Why? Because he's doing a fantastic job. The fact that you're not talking about
Ozzie
Tripillo is a great thing. So when I think about what the Bears have put in, which is a bandage in Braxton Jones at the left tackle position for the last couple of seasons, then now you have a bona fide guy that is handling business, and I don't have to worry about the left tackle position. This Bears team, who has two all-pro guy, offensive lineman in the middle, then you got Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright, and Ozzie Tripillo. I think Ozzie Tripillo will be your best rookie in the next 5 years. Colston Loveland, shout out you, but there's a lot of talent on that offense. He might get overshadowed by some other guys, where Ozzie Tripillo, at the most important position on that line, I think he could be that difference maker.
Five on it.
Number three.
Who wants this game between the Bears and Lions more? Ben Johnson or Caleb Williams?
Oh, this is a good question. This is such a good question. Oh, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, or Dan Campbell?
Dan Campbell is what I meant around here.
All right. It's funny because it's a great question because you have a Dan Campbell who is not in the playoffs, pissed, almost won the Super Bowl last year, and you're going up against a team that is coached by your former offensive coordinator, and they've won the North. That has to smart. I mean, to a level that we can't even understand. So Ben Johnson, sure, you'd want some get back and you want this game, but you don't need the game. You don't need the game. Dan Campbell, I feel like, needs the game. They want to finish over 500 on the season. They want to still be able to hold something over the Chicago Bears. And Dan Campbell still wants to say that he's 2-0 against Ben Johnson in his first season, despite him winning the North and despite the Lions not making the playoffs. So for me, it is unequivocally Dan Campbell, and I hope that he feels that way so that he makes some mistakes along the way when going up against the Chicago Bears.
I could not agree with you more, Gabe. Okay. It has to be Dan Campbell, especially going into – next season, even just momentum-wise of that. Like, you can't end this year on the note that the Lions have with so many questions about Dan Campbell's play calling and his coaching ability without Ben Johnson on his staff. You can't lose to the guy that everyone is questioning your worth without, right? And, I mean, even, like, what's the Lions' trajectory going forward here after this season?
I mean, you see people talking about, you know, his job as a whole.
Exactly. Right? Like, this could be essentially coaching for his job is aggressive, but, like, is this the downfall?
Let him be 8-9 next year.
Exactly. And then what does that look like? So, like, you need this win even just to make your, because if they lose this, they drop below 500 on the season?
Yeah, they'll be 8-9.
Yeah.
They'll be 8-9.
No, this is all Dan Campbell. Ben Johnson doesn't not care, but he doesn't need this.
She's Kate Constable. I'm Gabe Ramirez, filling in for Raheem Harrison Grody here on 670 The Score. I mean, if you lose that game, because think about this too. In the next couple of seasons, you're probably going to lose Jared Goff. You're going to be faced with the idea of re-signing David Montgomery. Money's going to be coming up, and if you're not replenishing that talent with draft picks, like, this thing could become a slippery slope quickly in this one. So he's going to want it. Benny J is good, though. He's win or lose, he's in the playoffs.
Number four.
So Indiana absolutely demolished Alabama 38-3. What was your guys' response when you saw that score yesterday?
The score was shocking. That's Alabama's first 30-point loss in a very long time. So the score was, I wasn't shocked Alabama lost. Like, Alabama had no run game, especially going into that game with the elements of the rain all day long. I know they didn't trickle into game time, but, like, you knew that game was going to be won on the ground, and Alabama just didn't have it. And this is not your father's Alabama team with Nick Saban whatsoever. So I was shocked that it was the manner in which they got run over and the final score, but I wasn't totally shocked that Alabama lost that game, Gabe.
I think that most casual college football fans, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you're in Chicago and don't care about college right. football a ton, it was a bit shocking. Even though they're the number one ranked team, even though they won the Big Ten championship, it's almost like you're waiting for the Cinderella story to end. And so when you see Alabama beat up on Oklahoma, and then, you know, it was even a tough draw when you were looking at the college football playoff and seeing that, you know, Alabama, Oklahoma gets Indiana in the first or in the second round. Even you thought that was a bad draw for Indiana in the moment, but Cignetti is a sick, sick man in the best way possible.
He's a psycho. He's a Ben Johnson.
He is a Ben Johnson, and I love guys like that. And when you see that they beat Alabama in a major football game, it was one of those moments that just, like, reframes how you view college football, right? Mm-hmm. With NIL and the way that it is. The behemoths have moved on, and you get the opportunity to have new blood in that space. I mean, but, you know, Mendoza is a dog, right? He's Cuban. Shout out to the Cubanito out there, hablando español, getting the Heisman Trophy, diciendo algo, talking to his grandparents. It was beautiful. For, like he said, for all the Latinos out there, it did feel good. You want to know why? Because think about the transition when, you know, black quarterbacks started to be the majority in the NFL. Initially, it was like, oh, they're just running quarterback. Oh, it's just this, right? You had to change this sort of narrative. And black kids had to see themselves, mm-hmm. right? Instead of being a running back, wide receiver, they see themselves like, damn, hold up. I could play the quarterback position too. And now what do you see? Some of the most elite talents in the game, right? Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Caleb Williams for that matter. So for Latinos to be able to see themselves in that role, right? Where maybe initially you might be like, I got to be a kicker. See, right. I mean, for real, right?
Yeah.
I'm Puerto Rican, so you might be a kicker. Or, like, you probably think you can't do it. But then you see Mendoza come in and you're like, damn, he's Cuban? Hold up. Maybe I might need to put my skill set to the quarterback position. So, again, I love things like that. And he's having a great year. So, I mean, and they didn't just beat Indiana. Or they didn't just beat Alabama, right? They
destroyed them.
They destroyed them.
Yeah.
They took their soul.
Do you guys think any Notre Dame fans took a little bit of pleasure in Indiana beating Alabama, a team that maybe got in before them?
No, because I think that they look at Indiana and they're like, we could beat Indiana.
that's the Notre Dame, right? Of course.
And Notre Dame is like,
yes.
South Bend, I'm down the block.
I think they could still be petty and be like, we deserve to be in there
of course they will.
Over Alabama.
No, they wouldn't be petty, right? Not Notre Dame
at
fans.
All. Notre Dame? Absolutely not.
No.
Number five.
All right, this one's fun. What is your favorite New Year's Day snack, or what did you guys order on the couch yesterday? It's a common day to chill out after the day, New Year's Day. What did you guys have yesterday?
I love this question so much because no one works on New Year's, right? Like, mm-hmm. the station isn't working. People are chilling at the crib. You really don't want to cook. And so you really get the opportunity to eat whatever it is that you want. Now, yesterday, I tried to sell my wife on pizza, like, early. I'm like, babe, I got an idea. Let's just order pizza.
What was the spot?
Now, there's a couple by my house, right? Because I'm in Oak Park, so I can't really get pizza from Oak Park. It just doesn't work. So I either go to Bertoli's over on Grand and Ashland. You know, it's a nice little drive down to 290, maybe 15, 20 minutes away. Or there's a spot in Berwyn on Ogden. It's slipping my mind right now that for the life of me. But it didn't happen, guys. It doesn't matter. Because my wife was like, no. And so then the thing was, I cooked the night before. New Year's Eve, I cooked. I do this new thing now where I take chicken thighs, I cut them up, put some brown sugar on them.
Ooh.
The kids like them. The kids like it with a little bit of brown sugar.
I mean, sugar. Sounds delicious.
A couple of the seasonings, but put the brown sugar on it. Really makes it taste good. You put it over a bed of rice, fire with some veggies. Kids love it. So I cooked the night before, and I wasn't here for the cooking. But then my wife knows I love pork chops, rice, and beans, and that's what we ended up having yesterday. So all that to say, if I would have had my way, I would have just got a pizza with some RC and yep. called it a day, you know, but I didn't. We had to cook.
Well, Gabe, I got the pizza for you.
Did you really?
I did.
I'm so
I
jealous.
Did.
And you didn't bring any pizza in for
Well,
today?
There was none left. There is a That's fourth so of a slice left. That wasn't all I got. See, Gabe, being okay. pregnant in your second trimester.
I love this.
Everything sounds good to you. So we flew back from Philly. We had a New Year's Eve wedding. Flew back from Philly. The moment we landed, you hit the O'Hare Airport, there was McDonald's right there.
Oh.
And the smell just got to
What
me.
Time did you land? Because this says a lot about your McDonald's consumption.
We landed noon.
Oh, okay. So maybe this. You guys, okay.
Yeah, no.
Because, you know, sometimes you land at like midnight and then all of a sudden you're trying to find some food.
Oh, no. This
noon
was
isn't bad.
So, the smell hit me and I'm like, that... I have to have it. I have to have it. But we waited until we got home. There's a McDonald's by our house. And I told my husband, I'm like, you have to go get that for me. So we had McDonald's for lunch.
You're a crappy person. You guys came from the airport. You made both of you come home and then sent him out into the wilderness to go get
it's
it?
It's across the street.
You couldn't get in on the way in?
It's across. Well, I didn't want the Uber driver to stop at the airport. You know, like if we were driving ourselves, fair, we would have just gone through the drive-thru.
As a man who's gotten many a things for my pregnant wife, that's why I was a little triggered right there.
Yes, no. But he did run out and get it for me, so I didn't have to go out in the cold. But I said to him, I'm like, it's only noon. We can't eat McDonald's. This isn't going to keep me full. So, like, we're going to have to order stuff later.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, darn it. We ordered Giordano's pizza for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I had McDonald's and Giordano's yesterday. And
you're living my dream,
Kate
Constable.
It's quite the experience right now.
She's Kate Constable. I'm Gabe Ramirez. We're filling in for Raheem Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. I have three kids. Kate is pregnant.
Yes.
That's why this conversation works, because we both can identify with one another. Have your emotions gotten the best of you during these Bears games? Have you cried? Did you cry after the Packers game?
I did.
Did you really?
I only cried because I knew my husband was at the game, and he is just like the biggest diehard Packers fan. And so I cried because I was thinking, he's so happy right now, and I'm so happy for him that I just was bawling.
Biggest Bears fan.
He's the biggest Bears fan. Yeah. And so I'm sitting on the couch by myself. Yes. That was one moment where I had to stop myself, and I'm like, you're going, this is crazy. You're going crazy right now.
I cried, but I'm not pregnant.
But yeah,
I cried after that game for different reasons.
I cried for his happiness because the Bears won. It was, yeah.
Girl, boy?
Girl.
Do you have a name?
We do, but we're not telling. But we got a name picked out.
I was just more so asking because I was curious about that kind of stuff.
Yep. Name is decided. Girl coming in April.
I got some extra ones left over from
All
my
right.
five-month-old that I can give you over there. All right. We have been having quite the day here on 670 The Score. Just getting you ready for Bears-Lions. Of course, Sunday, the whole thing's kicking off, but we want to make sure that you guys are ready for it as well. So before Chicago takes on Detroit, you could tune in Sunday from 12 to 325 for your local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from Mully and Hall, they're going to get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they're going to have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Material Tire. All of it can be heard right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. All right, coming up next, we get the opportunity to talk about this Lions game and more specifically the playoffs. And the question I have for our next guest is, why should we be confident in the Bears when it comes to the playoffs that are upcoming? Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic joins us next, and we'll answer that question. If you have anything for him, you feel free to hit up the text line, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Kate Constable filling in for Raheem Harris and Grody. Kevin Fishbane joins us next right here on 670 The Score.
Five on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Are you talking about how the Bears had 10 days off between games after their two best passing performances in the first play from scrimmage against an all-blitzing defense was to let a blitzer come free?
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez. Cheesecake Constable.
Cheesecake Constable.
As they're calling her in the Twitch stream. She is Kate Constable. Maybe if I throw that in there, it'd be better. Filling in for Raheem Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. And our next guest joins us now on the Circle Resort and Casino Hotline. Kevin Fishbane hanging out with us today. CircleLasVegas.com. And, of course, this segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons, your trusted local experts for heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electric, and generators. Kevin, Happy New Year, brother. Hopefully everything's going well for you. Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year. Happy Friday. Happy Bears playoff Friday.
I know. We're trying to take a positive spin on the show today, Kev. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, the Bears defense, how's it going to hold up? Or, you know, maybe, you know, the offense or whatever is going up. But I want to take the positive approach to this weekend's game, to the playoffs that are upcoming. So that's just so you know, that's the mindset that we're, that Kate and I have been in this whole show. So when we're talking about this Bears game specifically on Sunday, you know, I feel like the Bears season itself has been defined by, you know, a number of close wins, right? Whether it's block kicks by Josh Blackwell against the Raiders or come from behind victories against the Packers. when you look back at this season, have you found a common theme or a common thread for this Bears squad?
Yeah, the fourth quarter magic is probably it, that they've had all these games where it's come down to the final minute or two, and there are two games that they didn't pull off, or three, I guess, if you count the opener, and the rest they did in somewhat incredible fashion. And then the other thing is just the takeaways. The takeaways on one side and the not giving the ball away on the other side. The fact that they are tops in the league in both categories is pretty remarkable, and it's kind of been the hallmark of what they've been able to do to win that turnover ratio week in and week out. That helps explain the 11 wins. So, yeah, I think late game magic and winning that turnover margin, which is kind of an ironic game, because if you remember Ben Johnson's opening press conference, he talked about how the league has changed and quarterback passing numbers, passing EPA is more important than turnover ratio. And here the Bears are, and obviously their quarterback has improved a lot, but they're tops in the league in turnover ratio as opposed to quarterback play.
So, Kevin, how sustainable is that in the postseason? Like, sure, you can have a bunch of takeaways when you're playing the Browns and Shedeur Sanders, but as the competition week in and week out, assuming that the Bears can make a deep playoff run, like, is that something that is as sustainable as we've seen it become in the regular season?
Well, the thing about takeaways is it, you know, statistically, it is not sustainable year over year. Right? Like, you can go through plenty of teams that led the league in takeaways one year. They are a fickle thing, especially with fumble recoveries. There's a lot of luck involved there. But within a season, there is that whole idea of it being contagious. And you could go back and look at TJ Edwards' pick six to start the game last week. So I do think it is something that has been this team's mantra. It's been the thing that they've kind of hung their hat on. So, yeah, I do think they could find a way to do it against obviously really good competition. But what I think is going to be really important if they want to continue that is they've got to find a pass rush. Like, they have one QB hit in four of the last five games. Now, the outlier is the 13 or 15 quarterback hits they had against Cleveland, which was the most they'd had like in 25 years. But of every other game, just one time. Like, they hit Jordan Love once. They hit Jalen Hurts once. They hit Brock Purdy once. Like, you have to find a way to get to the quarterback in these postseason games to help your team get takeaways. The Bears 9-0 this season when they force at least two takeaways. So, like, there's your ingredient. There's your recipe to victory. But it helps if the opponent's on third and long or second and long, and that requires stopping the run. And a lot of things the Bears haven't necessarily been good at, and the takeaways have saved them more often than not. But, I mean, it is their best chance. They have to find a way to keep it up. Will it be sustainable next year? No, but can they find a way to make it a thing in the playoffs as well and keep rolling, keep riding this turnover wave? I think it's possible.
Yeah, 3rd and 17 because of a sack sounds a lot better. It puts team in a funky situation, allows Dennis Allen to get those guys up to the line and, you know, give them some unique looks on defense. They certainly need to do that. They've gotten so close. Like, you saw the game against the Niners. Brock Purdy had that miraculous throw on the second touchdown where he juked Austin Booker, then stepped in to throw the ball to Kyle Juszczyk. And it's plays like that where they're so close. And, you know, speaking of the Niners game, Kevin, I was there. I was in San Francisco. And it seemed like everyone felt so positive following the loss. What do you think it is that gives the Bears the confidence that despite the loss, you know, that they feel good going up against teams like the Packers and the Niners in the playoffs?
It's a fascinating thought exercise, Gabe, because I think people, fans of the Bears, observers of the Bears, like, everything was pretty positive, similar to that loss in Lambeau, because, like, okay, clearly they can play with the league's best. You went in that locker room, you went to that press conference, it was not positive. Like, those guys were ticked off that they didn't win the game, and that's a good thing. Right, you don't want them coming out of there being like, well, at least we almost beat them. Like, they were upset because they felt that they gave one away. They felt that they had a chance and they couldn't finish off the 49ers. And I just think where the Bears are at in this arc, in this narrative, is right now they are still in the category of people don't really believe in them. They haven't been in the spot in so long. So when they go out to on the road to play a 49ers team and they have to suddenly put up 40 points just to win, and they are 2 yards away from doing so, it's easy for us to come out of there and be like, wow, like, look where this team is at. Now, You look at Buffalo, for example. If the Bills lose a game in the regular season 45-41, that's not the narrative in Buffalo, right? Fans are not happy because they've already gone over that obstacle. They have arrived. They are a team that is supposed to contend for Super Bowls year in, year out. So they're not, you know, they're not feeling good after a high scoring loss. Here, it's so rare, we couldn't believe it happened, and it proved that this team belongs. So I thought, like, one of the best things about this team was sitting there after the game in the press conference room and seeing how frustrated Ben Johnson was and how frustrated Caleb Williams was. It's like, okay, these guys have this belief that they can win any game, and this was one that they felt like they could win, and they're not happy. And that's a really important sign of where this franchise is going.
You posted, Kevin, on X, an interesting fact that I was not aware of. The Bears have not won a season finale at Soldier Field since 2007. Oh, wow. And you did caveat that they've only played four season finales at home, but they did lose them all. So is that in the back of Bears' minds? Is that in the back of Ben Johnson's mind? And if they do win on Sunday, how do you see that playing out?
Hopefully it's in the back of nobody's mind, because it's an incredibly meaningless stat that I just, like, I was just sitting there, Kate, like, going through, like, my years in the beat, and I'm thinking, like, okay, season finale, have I covered a win? Am I trying to picture, have I been in a Soldier Field Bears locker room after a week 18 or week 17 win? And I couldn't think of it. So I started going through, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going back 18 years. So it's just like, it's a quirky thing with the schedule. And, you know, the Bears historically have requested, and these things are very soft and they don't always work out, but they usually are home around Christmas time. That's something that they've, like, that's just kind of been traditional around here. And because of that, they're usually on the road for the finale. So that's why they haven't played it now. But what's interesting about those four games, Kate, two of those, 2013 and 2020, were win to get into the playoff games.
Oh,
2013, they famously lost on the Rodgers to Cobb touchdown. 2020, they lost to the Packers and then backed in to the playoffs as the seventh seed, the playoffs that nobody here remembers for good reason. So, again, it was quirky. But, you know, what's funny is, for this team has been the Bears team that exorcises all these demons, right? So here's a very meaningless one. But it's one that they could say, all right, here's another one we have knocked off. We have finally won a final game of the season at home.
Yeah, if Ben Johnson doesn't care about 4,000 yards, could you imagine him going back into the almanac and being like, yeah, but I did see a game there that the Bears were trying to get this one for. It's going to be tough, but I think you're right. I think we all, I mean, geez, the fact that you talked about those were wins to get in, Kevin, that was some tough situations right there to be in. But, you know, obviously this one's different. Bears in the playoffs regardless, and getting healthier, even on the defensive side, right? Obviously, Roma Dunze in offense dealing with their quirks. But over the last several weeks, you know, you've seen guys like Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards come back for this squad, and, you know, Jalen Johnson continue to get healthier. A lot of people are down on the Bears defense, but I talked about wanting to be positive. What are some reasons to be positive about the Bears defense, especially with health improving for this team?
It can't be worse than last Sunday night.
Damn.
So you can start there, right? Like, and now this team has done a nice job bouncing back all season long. They haven't lost back-to-back games since the first 2 weeks of the season. I just think they have the coaches have proven that they have what it takes to make these corrections, that you can feel good about them watching that tape from San Francisco and making the corrections to make sure that that doesn't happen again. The problem is that, like, the personnel is what the personnel is. And yes, they're getting healthier. And maybe they get Kyler Gordon back for the playoffs, which would be another boost. But at some point, like, you can't keep sitting here expecting X, Y, and Z to happen if it hasn't happened all year. So what I'll be watching for this team in the playoffs is, can Montez Sweat get on a heater? Like, can he get rolling? Can he give you a two-sack game, maybe a strip sack? Like, he is your best player on that front, and he had a great spurt in the middle in, like, the third quarter of the season. Like, can he come through? I think Austin Booker's playing at a really high level. Like, you need those guys to make game-changing plays for you. Because I said, the takeaways, I think that wave can continue, but you can't bank on those. You can't rely on those. And you just got to find that game changer up front who can find a way. And I think Montez Sweat is your best option. You go back to that last play in regulation against Green Bay when he just mauled the right tackle on his way to Malik Willis. And that was like the only quarterback hit the Bears had in that game after the first quarter. So, or since the first quarter. So yeah, I mean, that's what you're looking for from his defense, is they still have guys like Montez Sweat, Jalen Johnson, Byard, Edmonds, Edwards, guys we all know are capable of making big plays. So, you know, the guys are there. So you just want to see them come through. And then just, you know, hoping that the coaching staff is able to make the corrections from a game they'd like to forget.
So the coaching staff has obviously shown they're, you know, can make those types of corrections. But in terms of front office, like, how much credit does Ryan Poles deserve for this season's turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, he deserves a lot. He helped land Ben Johnson, who's been the number one key to this whole thing. The way that he aggressively went and traded for Joe Tooney and traded for Jonah Jackson and signed Drew Dahlman, those three guys, that interior is one of the most significant parts of this team's success. You know, Grady Jarrett hasn't been as productive probably relative to the salary, but he's been an important voice in the locker room, going to find a Sean Wright in April, a signing that most of us kind of, you know, looked past and seeing what he was able to do. And then you look at the rookies, you look at Ozzie Tripillo, Luther Burden, and Colson Love and Kamanung Guy, serious impact players in big time games. And those are players that Poles drafted. Yes, Ben Johnson was a meaningful figure in all of those moves. I mean, he had his fingers on all of those. But I Poles is the one, you know, making the ultimate call. And I think that if you're going to understandably and fairly blame Poles for the failures of past years, I think he deserves some credit for helping build a roster that has that won the NFC North.
Where are you at with the, like, when the Bears season will end? You know, there's a lot of people feeling different things, you know, when, in terms of their optimism, Kevin. What is yours as the Bears head into this final week and then ultimately leading into the playoffs?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, like, I hope it's a little bit of a cop-out. Nothing would surprise me, Gabe. Like,
that's not a cop-out. That's a great answer, Kevin.
Yeah, it would not surprise me if they lose next weekend at home to Green Bay or LA or San Francisco, whoever it is. Like, that wouldn't be surprising. It wouldn't surprise me either if they, like, just pulled three wins out of their hat. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. And you said they're getting healthier. If they get Odunze back, they get Kyler Gordon back, and they're just continuing to play better football. Like, Caleb Williams keeps improving. Like, there's, you know, like, I don't even know if they've played their best game yet on both sides of the football.
Like, you said it earlier, right? You said it earlier, yeah, like, they haven't played perfect football.
No, so, like, there's still that chance that they play that perfect game at the right time. So, you know, like, yes, them making Super Bowl would. I don't have that on my bingo card. Like, I still, but the thing is, because of what they've accomplished and what they've done and the position they've put themselves in, they got in the tournament, and it wouldn't surprise me. Just because, like, you can't be surprised by anything this team does anymore, because they have won so many games that you could not believe they found a way to win. So, you know, anywhere from losing in week one to finding a way to get back to Santa Clara, and anywhere in between. I mean, this team is, you know, and it's credit to them that they have found a way. And that's in the playoffs. Sometimes it's all it takes is just find a way to get a win. And this team has experience doing that.
That's what makes them one of the most exciting teams in football, because you just don't know. Kevin, I appreciate you hanging out with us today and giving us some of your time, man. Have a happy new year.
All right. Take care.
Of course, this segment with Kevin Fishbane is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. And of course, Kevin Fishbane, senior writer over at The Athletic. You can check him out on X at KFishbane. And he's host of Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane. Make sure you check that out. He has a lot of good guests on there talking about how they broke into the media world. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody. And when we come back, Kevin was talking a lot about the defense and its shortcomings, right? Can't get any worse than it did. But one player had a really good game. And, of course, I'm talking about Austin Booker. Had a sack, two pass breakups against the 49ers. Also had himself five pressures, multiple tackles for a loss, kind of disruption that you would want. So the question is, was that just a good night for Austin Booker, or was it the start of something bigger, not just for him, but for the entire defense of the Chicago Bears that the Chicago Bears have? On the other side, we're going to answer the question why the defense is not going to be a crutch, why the defense is going to contribute to a Bears victory, not only on Sunday, but in the playoffs? All right, it's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable. We'll answer that question on the other side. Filling in from Raheemy Harrison Grody right here on 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Score.
Layla Raheemy, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago 45, Purdy. And the pocket goes from behind. Taken down the big first half for Austin. Hooker continues. Two passes deflected. And a sack, now 4.5 on the season.
I tell you what, Brock Purdy may have just stayed in the game by seeing at the last second Booker coming around there, because this was going to be a massive hit. Booker at full speed, and you had Purdy who had stopped, and at the last second he just ducked down and probably saved himself on that one.
Pressure on the quarterback. And an imposing figure opposite of Montez Sweat. These are the things that people want in Chicago when it comes to the defense. But has Austin Booker, something that we saw in the preseason, Kate, and what he's done as of late, specifically against the 49ers, does that make you change how the Bears should think about their pass rush moving forward? Is it simply just fixing the interior when you got a guy like Austin Booker? It's Kate Constable, Gabe Ramirez filling in for Raheemy Harrison Grody here on 670 The Score. Austin Booker is impressive, Kate. And this is a guy who had a high motor, a lot of sacks. People were expecting great things from him coming out of the preseason. Then he got hurt. And like most players, you know, it takes some time for them to ramp it back up. Mm-hmm. But he's made an impact in the short time that he's been back. 9 games, Kate. 9 games he's played, and he has 4.5 sacks. He's third on the team in sacks.
I mean, that's just consistency there. Right? like in those nine games that he's been back. Sure, it hasn't been all that much of the season, but that's a pretty decent sample size for how we've seen him play. You also talk about the preseason. He was the star of the preseason, right? Yeah. Defensively? I mean, I think that the Bears have a great piece in Austin Booker, and you just kind of go towards that 49ers game to make most of that argument. I mean, five of the Bears' total, 10 total pressures from Austin Booker. Those two pass breakups batted down in the first quarter,
like,
kind of set the tone early on for the Bears' defense. Like, he was the one, while the Bears' defense as a whole kind of looked lethargic to start that game, he didn't at all.
And he's been the motor on this team, and we've seen it. And that's why we liked it last year when we saw it in spurts. And this is a guy who was a developmental piece. Remember, the Bears traded back in to, I believe it was the fifth round, to get Austin Booker, or third, to get Austin Booker on this squad. They thought he could be a big component there. I mean, 4.5 sacks. You're looking at guys like Grady Jarrett, one. Mm-hmm. Dayo Odengbo, one in 8 games. I mean, Grady Jarrett, like I mentioned, won. Chris Williams won. Tremaine Edmonds, Jaquan Brisker won. Off, you know, you're talking about a Dennis Allen team that sends pressure. You see Jaquan Brisker in the backfield. It's about getting to the actual quarterback. And I think that's what Austin Booker has done well. Javon Dexter with 5 sacks on the season. I went back and I watched last night. I watched Eagles versus the Bills.
Yeah.
I just wanted, you know, I like watching games against teams that Bears could potentially be playing. And you saw Jalen Carter up the middle, easy swim move, sack on Josh Allen. And I was like, damn, you know, I don't know. Would you trade a Jalen Carter for a Darnell Wright now? I mean, I know we love Darnell Wright and what he's done. But damn, Theo Benedict could have been playing right tackle. And you would have loved a guy like, you know, Jalen Carter playing up the middle. Obviously, neither here nor there. But Austin Booker, you want to tip your cap where the success is coming from. But you could see where the Bears need something more than that on that defensive line.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly after you give up what you gave up to the 49ers and in a couple other games this season where the defense hasn't looked like a bright spot whatsoever. But Gabe, in our positivity show today, we're spinning everything positive.
Yes, it is. You're right. I forgot about that.
And so, yeah, I got to keep you in
Bears
check. You got to keep me
sucks.
In check.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I know.
Austin Booker's
we
great.
Did just hear from Kevin Fishbane that it can't get much worse than it already is, which means there's
true.
Only up from here. And I think similar to the Austin Booker, there have been bright spots elsewhere on the defense that you can say, okay, we see what you can do.
Yes.
Now let's see that long term. Let's see that for a full consistent season. I mean, Nashon Wright has been phenomenal this season compared to being on the Vikings practice squad last year, Gabe. Like, that's a positive. You bring in someone like that, there's some development there. There's a belief in him now, and you see what he's doing in terms of the takeaways. You also have DeMarco Jackson, who was NFC defensive player of the week a couple weeks ago and didn't play at all against the 49ers, which is a little head scratching. But when he has been on the field and when he's had those opportunities, he's made the most of them to some degree.
You're right.
So there are, like, yes, there's a lot of holes to fill in this defense and a lot of work to be done. But we're going to be positive and focus on some of those brighter spots.
Can I interest you in a number of forced fumbles on the team and how many players have had them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8 players have forced a fumble on this Bears defense. 8 different ones.
I don't know off the top of my head, and I'm sure, well, maybe you do, but like, where does that stack up in the league in terms of volume of players on a defense that have forced one? That has to be towards the top,
well,
right?
Well, they're towards the top in terms of turnover, so they got to be in that thing. But listen, We're going to discuss and tell you why you shouldn't be worried about this Bears defense on the other side. We're going to get to that in just a bit. But I do want to give an opportunity and shout out to all my local businesses that are out there. I know you've heard a lot of the Score personalities talk about this, but this really is a big deal, right? We know small businesses matter. You should shop local. But we know it's expensive. I tell people to call me up all the time, Kate, and they're like, hey, dude, can you get me on the radio? And I'm like, oh, dude, do you know how expensive that is? Right? Don't people understand how expensive that is? But if you're a local business who's struggling with dollars and you want some free advertisement, well, how would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on 670 The Score? This is your chance right now that I'm talking about. So last year they did it, and they're bringing back Score Big for Your Business. This is where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on 670 The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can actually win a live broadcast for your brand. That's where the team is going to head on out to your establishment, do a live broadcast from there, draw in the people. So to win, you got to log on to 670thescore.com/contests. You can enter right now. The deadline to enter is January 18th, so you still got a couple weeks, but get it in as soon as possible. Score big for your business, sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward, member FDIC. All right, I am Gabe Ramirez. She is Kate Constable, filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. And coming up next, we're going to tell you why you shouldn't give up on this Bears defense. A lot of people are down and out, Kevin Fishbane included. But we're going to tell you next why you should not give up on this Bears defense and why it will be a key component not only on Sunday, but throughout the entire playoffs. Do not go anywhere. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable filling in for Raheem Harris and Grody right here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.